The campaign started because on turning 65, I found out that, well, I found out, I knew that I'd have to stop flying because the privileges of my license would be ended. What I didn't realize was that it's rather arbitrary. There is no data to say that at 65 people suddenly become unsafe. And the absurdity of it all was brought home to me because I did a flight with 350 people into Gatwick from Cancun. And I shut the plane down, walked away, went home. And then I watched the clock tick around to midnight on the day before my birthday. And as it ticked past midnight, my license evaporated effectively. And it just seemed absurd that one day I'm fit to fly 350 people, the next day I'm not. So I had started looking into means of remedy of getting this rectified, and I eventually met a firm called DMH Stallard, who are employment lawyers, and they put me in touch with Crowd Justice, and we started some fundraising. And it appeared that the Civil Aviation Authority, that's the regulator, Lucy, they haven't done any work on whether or not it's appropriate to stop people flying at 65. They're entirely reliant on the fact that there's a European study that's aimed at single pilot operations up to 60. Now, your listeners will appreciate that up to 60, it's fine for a single pilot to operate, but then if that pilot was to become incapacitated, there's no remedy, there's no backup. And it's not appropriate, that study isn't appropriate, to two crew pilots flying airliners, where if one pilot becomes incapacitated, there's another one. I went into this, and my aeromedical doctor, Ken Edrington, nice gentleman Ken is, he put me in touch with the Royal Aeronautical Society, who were having a symposium. And one of the presenters is the most senior doctor in the RAF, a chap called Group Captain Timperley. And Group Captain Timperley did a presentation, and in it, he showed that the threshold that pilots get to, where they cross the boundary set by the Civil Aviation Authority, is an acceptable risk is if it's below 1% chance of incapacitation. That's how it's defined. Anyway, he showed that position wasn't reached until pilots got to 80. So the question becomes, well, if it's not 65, and even when the rules were changed back in 12 years ago, the rules were increased from 60 to 65. Even then, the doctor who made that presentation suggested that the correct age would perhaps be 70. So I started asking, why? Why are you taking away my livelihood at 65 if the data 12 years ago said I was safe till I'm 70 and the present data says I'm safe till I'm 80? Why is that? And we eventually submitted our papers to court, and the Civil Aviation Authority did the same. And the really interesting thing, when you look at their evidence, they dress it up a bit, but essentially they say that for the last 2 years, due to competing priorities and lack of resources, they haven't looked at this data for 2 years. Well, in those 2 years, along with me, there's another 160, 150 pilots would have lost their livelihoods. Now, if your listeners can imagine, if you enjoy being a nurse or a teacher or whatever, dentist, doctor, and somebody says, "Oh, you've got to stop now because you're 58 or you're 72 or whatever age," and you say, "Well, why?" And they say, "Well, actually, do you know what? We haven't had a chance to look at this for 2 years, but for aviation, because it's so dangerous and what have you, we're going to stick this rule in, and we don't expect to be challenged." Well, that's the nub of why we are pursuing this, why Crowd Justice is trying to help us raise some money to take this matter to the High Court.